Follow our Twitter account at Wow Show.
Rob, how are you?
I am excellent. How are you, Eric?
Good. Welcome back to Grand Rapids, at least on the phone line anyway. You're coming back on Saturday night, a big rematch with Cesaro. Talk to me about this feud you've got going on. You've got Cesaro on one side, you've got Barrett on the other side. How are you kind of managing the ability to fight both of these guys?
Well, I mean, I'm not the matchmaker, so I kind of like have to do what I got to do when they throw me in there with these guys and tell me who I'm wrestling. It just so happens to be, before I made my return to WWE, when I started watching and familiarizing myself with the current roster, Cesaro stood out as the guy to be, the best guy they got in there. And after being in the ring with them several times, I still hold that same opinion. So I look forward to those matches. I think Cesaro is a great wrestler. A lot of people don't know he's one of the strongest men in the dressing room. He's got like incredible superhuman strength. And he's got a lot going for him. And, the other guy, Barrett, he's currently the Intercontinental Champion. So I'm also at the same time wrestling with this guy. And got a bit of an attitude problem. The fans seem to take to that. They like it. But they also take to RVD, so it makes for an interesting matchup.
You have been a fan favorite for a long, 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 long time. And when we talk about Cesaro and you talk about watching him and then wanting to wrestle him, and then you get in there, and as a fan, when I watch you wrestle with him, you guys seem to click and have a chemistry. How important is that from the get-go to make a good match?
It's very important. And, a lot of it has to do with the caliber of wrestlers. I mean, I don't hear enough people talking about this. So let me make a point of saying that the wrestlers in the WWE are so much better as a whole. Just the standard, the conditioning and the matches, they're so much better than they used to be when I was with WWE earlier in, like in 2001. There used to be room for some guys that kind of got pushed ahead of where they should be, maybe the fans didn't really take to them. They weren't that good. They were not, in the best of shape, whatever. There's no room for those guys anymore. There is absolutely no room. We have the best of the best, the upper echelon of everybody in the industry. So that's what I returned to when I came back to WWE, Cesaro being one of the very best. Sometimes, so that has a lot to do with all the matches, the quality and the chemistry. Then there's a natural chemistry that maybe you can't do a whole lot about. It's there or it's not, depending on two individuals and what they bring to the table. Sometimes I can have a pretty decent match without feeling that I have like a real special chemistry with another wrestler. When you do have it, of course, it just makes it that much better. It brings something special out of both of you that may not be pulled out during a regular match.
Now, Rob, you talked with Chris Jericho on his podcast about this thing that, when you left in 2001 and you've been watching, and when you came back in 2013, that the conditioning and the level of wrestler is so much different than it was back, like when you said in 2001. What do you think the future of professional wrestling is going to be? You've been around for a while, you've kind of seen the evolution, and you're at this interesting point where, like you said, there's no room for the fat, so they kind of trim it and make sure that everybody is the top of the top of the top. What do you think's next?
Well, I just see it as getting better as we go along. When I was part of the original ECW, I believe that would be the future because it took wrestling to a whole different area that no one else took it to. It made it cool to non-wrestling fans to watch. And I truly thought that it would evolve in that direction because there was so much fat that was such a strong part of the content before, but now they've trimmed that, and it's like the WWE is like the melting pot of all the wrestling that we had before. There used to be many companies, then there was Mexican style wrestling, Japanese style wrestling. Not that there's not anymore, but WWE has got the best of the competitors from those worlds and brought them all together. A point that's worth bringing up is that almost half the dressing room, it seems like, are either second-generation wrestlers or they grew up around it because their cousins or someone in their family was wrestling. That makes a big difference. I think that's why so many of these wrestlers who have been wrestling 4 or 5 years come across like they've been wrestling 10 or 12 years, and they're that good. And I think moving forward, more of these guys are going to come forward. They're going to have their kids, and who knows, maybe the dressing room will be a legitimate family business where everyone grows up in it, and then that may be eventually one of the only ways to get into the business. That wouldn't be a bad thing.
No, that'd be an excellent thing. Rob Van Dam is joining us. He will be in Grand Rapids, Van Andel Arena, taking on Cesaro. Tickets available online. You can get to it off our website at 1045snx.com or vanandelarena.com. Rob, you also, before I let you go, have something that I think is really interesting. Can you talk about this tweet secret video thing that you've got going on for people who may sort of only casually follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, sure. Tweet Secret is new. It's basically like a fan club for Twitter followers where the subscribers have exclusive access to videos that the celebrity that they follow films themselves. So I started this a few weeks ago, and I film a movie like every day. So over the last few weeks, I actually am documenting my life as it happens. Here I am today in London, England. Tomorrow we're in Liège, France. Then we're in Belgium. We're in Scotland. I'm filming all of this, and I'm making, and then I post the videos, and then I have subscribers that subscribe to Tweet Secret that actually they get to see the videos, and then they can send me feedback, what they want to see more of, less of, whatever. They're short videos, so it's real easy to do, and you keep up with me. I will today be filming one that's from, where am I, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Monday Night Raw, so Tweet Secret followers can watch for that. And people that haven't subscribed that follow me on Twitter will see they'll see that I posted a Monday Night Raw Green Bay, Wisconsin video. And it could be me arriving at the – it's usually a collaboration of all day long, but sometimes I get other wrestlers on the videos with me, Big Show, Paige, Mark Henry, Emma, whoever, Fandango. Sometimes I talk to them. Sometimes I'm sometimes I shoot the ring or the crowd or whatever. But it's a lot of fun for me to do, and it's new and it's building. And so it's something that RVD fans should check out for sure.
Find you on Twitter, The Real RVD. Rob, as always, a pleasure. Cannot wait to hang out with you on Saturday night, Van Andel Arena, Monday Night Raw tonight. So lots of wrestling to consume this week. Have a great week. We'll let you go, bud.
All right, thanks, man. See you in Grand Rapids.
Take care.
Way of the Warrior.